that, Sasha?
Sometimes I start the show in mid joint hit. Like, it happens more often than you'd think, even though we've been doing the show for so long. And then I cough. It's rude. But what are you going to do? We don't care. We're just cool nerds.
Word.
We're live on Adobe Radio. That's Jess.
And that's Sasha.
We are live on Adobe Radio like we are every Monday, and we are happy to be here. We're very excited to try the new Adobe Radio Studios soonish. Can't wait.
It's happening.
It's happening. It's going to be soon. It's going to be like this or next week. Well,
like this month for sure.
Yeah. And we're going to be there. We're excited. But as always, broadcasting in the trusty home studio
from the bunker.
Well, okay, so we are now smoking. Well, TS got his hands on a fancy pantsy apparatus. Is it because it's your born day this week, or is it because you're a good employee?
It was because of my stellar performance.
I blew up your spot.
It's my stellar performance.
Well, look at you go. Woo! Yay. Everybody clever to you.
Thank you, thank you.
He got a cool, what is it? Say what it is.
It's a Puffco Proxy.
Proxy, all right.
You got a fire in the hole.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's a concentrate vaporizer, one of the, I don't know, we've been kind of fans of the Puffco. The Puffco lately. It's also, it's loaded with diamonds and terp sauce from the wizard, from Bad Wizard.
From years past, which was a really ace birthday present that TS got me one year. Got me custom made fucking terps.
Mad, yeah.
Terp sauce.
Oh, yeah. It was a
pure diamonds.
Pure diamonds.
99% like fucking DHC and shit.
Crystal.
A real treat. And it was awesome. And I put that in my regular Puffco. Okay, I'm going to stop coughing in like 1 second. I swear to God, because I have stuff to say. Hold on. Let me drink some wine.
I'd have to say this device is smooth.
Yes. So we are, we are certainly fans of the Puffco line. Now, that said, I have to be honest.
Yeah, yeah. Give it to me.
Puffco is kind of a little bit of a hop in the buns. That is, they're testy machineries.
Oh, yeah. You have to baby them.
We've had to go back and forth. Well, you have to take, well, just like you have to take care of any dabbing thing. The thing about dabbing is that it's high maintenance.
Oh, for sure.
We have done 100%. Many shows in the early days of the Cool Nerd Weed Show in which we break down dabbing. You can listen. We probably sound like fucking different human beings. But yeah, because it was so long ago. But listen to those shows. Or, you know, like lots of people are dabbing now. But it's very involved. And
whether you have the torch.
Yeah.
And the dab rig, or whether you have
one of these. These bad boys. And you got to keep your stuff clean no matter what. I really do encourage clean paraphernalia.
Everything has to be clean. The contacts, the bowl piece, which this is like a space age ceramic bowl.
I was obsessive about cleaning my Puffcos. Like I would have I always had mad alcohol ready anyway because I worked at a dispensary. But like, yeah, it was it's very important to me to always keep it clean. So I was a little obsessed.
I cleaned it already. I've had it a couple days.
How do I do it?
There's like a little button on the side.
So
yeah.
So double click like usual.
Yeah, perfect.
Okay, so Puffco, yeah. You have to maintain. That's all I'm saying. And if you don't, sometimes even right out the gate, Puffco has some issues with their hardware, but that's okay. It's technology. Technology is going to do that, you know? And
they did replace the first one that I ever bought, the white one. I had the white.
I can't remember if it vibrated or not. They did replace your white one. They did. Wasn't mine broken or was that the G-Pen?
Oh no, that was the G-Pen.
Okay.
We've pretty much tried all of the devices. At one point,
we have. We've gotten around
the Kinect.
I'm glad that you got this.
Me too. It's going to bring us to a whole nother level of excellence. I think concentrates, I mean, it's like, this is like the most pure way to smoke cannabis.
It
right?
is. No, it is. We used to be, well, by we, I mean you, and you still are, I guess, like a real concentrate snob. Like you were, I feel like I'm screaming, you were like a... you were.
Yeah, true, true, true.
You were very, like, that was like your thing.
Yeah, I mean, I worked for two
reputable
concentrate companies.
Boss-ass companies. It's
and
true.
Also,
it's
I
true.
Learned a lot from being there. And
yeah,
and my that's where my snobbery began.
You found interest.
Yes.
And enjoyability.
Yes. I love the whole act.
As do I. Now, concentrates, it like for me, like because, and I always say this every time we talk about them, they were just starting to take off really, really take off when I was on the East Coast. And then when I got here, like, it seemed like they had been around like forever. Like, I was like, oh, everybody's like a dab expert. I felt pretty like behind. Well,
you, yeah, you did. You had a crash course because we were allowed to smoke back then.
We were allowed to dab. That was like the first thing I remember is like somebody was taking a dab at like 9 in the morning before the wee. I was like, all right, fair enough.
It was
I wouldn't give myself a couple weeks for a dab in front of my boss. But you know, then eventually we did.
Like,
and
yeah, after
I was encouraged
after the 90-day probationary period.
Exactly.
Two weeks in, you're like, let me have that morning dab.
Yeah. Morning dabs. Now, also, we always tell you that dabs are pretty intense. So
it is.
You know,
is.
You see it all the time. You know what a dab is. You know, you don't need to be your fucking parents. But also, like, what is your review on this before we move on to other stuff?
My review
what
is...
What do you say about the Puffco Proxy? What do you think? Are you going to take influencer pictures with it?
I'm going to say that... You couldn't get a hit out of it the last time because it was clogged.
Okay.
I put a sizable diamond in there with a little bit of terp on it, which it should have been able to handle, but...
But it didn't.
It's...
it's clogged.
It's clogged.
Interesting. Interesting story. Interesting status. So what happens now?
I have to clean it. We're screwed.
Well,
until,
this is only the second time that we used it tonight.
No shade
on Puffco. We're not being like, please don't take this as shade on Puffco. Listen to all of our past episodes.
It's probably my
fault.
We're
like basically kind of like little bitches for Puffco. We love them so much. So please don't take this as hate. But, you know, there's like we and also it's technology. It's delicate. We manhandle things.
Yeah.
We're rough on our stuff. Like when I get a bong, it already looks like it's been used for like 20 years because I've used it so much.
I do love to push everything to the limit. And we put it to the brink.
Well,
I think with a more civilized dab in there.
Do you think it was the terp sauce?
Well, yeah, it's probably like. I think I can see it. It comes apart pretty easily.
Okay.
And then, it's definitely the terp sauce. Yeah. So, my bad.
Yeah, I told you. Well,
this thing's
I know from experience because I did that with my Puffco with the terp sauce and it was like that.
No,
and I was
terpy,
like, oh no.
Terp sauce all over me.
Hmm. That's sexy. And you're all sticky.
I'm all sticky-icky.
Well,
that's tasty.
That's what happens with terp sauce. Terp sauce, concentrates usually don't come like we just did them.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
Your concentrate will way easier to handle. We're just like, this is just a snob.
I wanted to last the whole show. So I put a lot in there. I packed it. To the brim.
Well, that backfired.
Sure did.
Sorry about that. Well, I mean, you know.
It's okay.
You doing okay?
Yeah, I'll be okay.
Okay, good. Okay. Well, I guess the verdict's out. on that thing. Well, no, it was fine. It was kind of our fault because we put the
sauce an excessive amount of terp sauce, as you can see here.
So yeah, we'll get back to you on how we feel about it. We smoked before the show. It's fine. It's a Puffco. You could get it if you don't want to deal with water, which I like that. It has no water. I dig that. So try it and, you know, let us know what you think. So we're going to talk about Minnesota. Are
you okay to talk Minnesota. About Minnesota. Yes. Congratulations, Minnesota.
Yeah, congratulations. Woo.
Thank you. Thank you for joining us.
You did it. That's great for you. I love that for you, Minnesota. You finally made it to legalization.
The bill barely squeaked by, 34 to 33.
Yeah, it was a close one.
It was a tight one.
And they did it. So they did it. So when is this going into effect?
This is going into effect 2025.
Oh.
Expungements. I think they got about a year.
Yeah, it's your standard. Typical, you know, cannabis bill. It's a couple ounces. Oh, they get 2 ounces of cannabis, which is
they can have 2 ounces. And in public, and then you can have like up to 1.5 pounds at your home,
mm-hmm.
and they allow home cultivation.
That's great.
This is important.
Sure.
So you can have eight plants. Four mature, four immature. And yeah, they're ready to go.
They are. They're ready to do it. They have expungement, you know, plans, social equity, all that good stuff. It's everything that you would want in a legalization. So go on with your bad selves, Minnesota. And but not everybody. I mean, clearly it was close. Clearly it was close. And this actually came across our desk from Fish.
Thank you, Fish.
As usual, coming through as a legend. Listen to Count Fishkin Thursdays at 9 p.m. Eastern. Excuse me. I have like some of that terp sauce in my fucking lungs. I know it.
It's all over my teeth.
What have we done? Okay. So. Stop flicking your fingers in the microphone. We're going to get yelled at. Okay. Not everybody was super happy about this. First of all, we tweeted it out at Cool Nerd Weed on Twitter, right? Is that where we are?
Yes.
On Twitter, we're at Cool Nerd Weed, by the way. I probably should have told you that before, but I told you now. So go look at us. And we retweeted it, and it was basically like, you'll hear it in this little blurb, but they say that whatever it is, 2 ounces of weed makes about 3 joints.
About 3 joints.
And I was like, well, that is funny. But when TS is rolling them, then actually, he knows what he's talking about. So, okay, this was Minnesota people, right?
Yeah, this was Republicans arguing against the cannabis bill. This starts out with Senator Warren Leamer.
Okay.
It says it can have, any person can have 8 plants at home. Now, I've seen some of the videos of DEA raids. Some of these plants are 8 and 10 feet tall. You can have 8 of them. You can have a privacy fence made of these products in your backyard.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
That would be so cool.
2 ounces, just 2 ounces is equivalent to 3 joints.
Okay, now, like, listen. Like I said, if TS rolls them, maybe. But that is a very silly thing to say. I don't know why he would even do that. Why would you say that? That doesn't make any.
This was their argument against.
But what is the 2 ounces and 2 joints like thing? Like 4 joints?
I
like,
don't
why
know
would that be even relevant to the argument? Against it. What does that explain to me? What that would even have anything to do
these
with?
These people are so out of touch.
I just don't understand.
They're just so out of touch. They don't, just don't know. That's why I, you know, it was like, how many joints in a lid?
Yeah.
Like, so.
And you can possess up to, what is it, a 1.5 pounds? 1.5 pounds you can hold.
Well, yes, you can hold.
Yeah, congratulations. They talked that down from 5 pounds.
Interesting.
That was one of the...
I think if this bill passes today in Minnesota, Minnesota is going to go up in smoke.
Hey-o!
That was Senator, another Senator, John something. I can't.
Dummy.
Yeah. He had his 15 seconds of fame.
I'm going to take you to my home where I live and the small community that has 5 overdoses a week.
Uh-oh.
And that's just the ones they count anymore that make it to the emergency room because they figure it's way more because of the Narcan pens. And so I hope that you're listening out there, because this thing is likely going to pass here today. The governor will gladly sign it. And the people at home in the communities are going to have to put a tight rein on what's going on, because their families are going to suffer from this.
I don't know what he's... Yeah, is he this saying is, that this Narcan, is, the access to Narcan is causing overdoses, or that weed getting passed is going to cause overdoses, which Narcan will be available for, which will cause more overdoses?
Senator Steve Green, and he's completely out of touch, mentioning Narcan and overdoses in the same sentence as cannabis reform.
All of it is bad. Like every word that all of it is stupid.
This is a gateway drug.
Oh yeah.
I've been around a long time on this earth, and I can tell you, I've seen this. Okay. I've seen it from the time I was a boy, when the levels were small, up to today. And it does destroy lives, and it does affect brain growth.
It's the gateway, the old gateway.
The old gateway-ola. Yeah, it's not a gateway drug. What it is something that is illegal. So often people do clusters of illegal things together. So that's what they're talking about. Is if somebody's doing something illegal, often you'll find that they smoke weed, because weed is good for everybody. Criminals, regular people, your mom, this fucking guy from Minnesota. Weed is great for everybody.
Absolutely.
So do you know what I'm saying? So gateway drug is a myth that it was created. I hope that.
It was definitely a myth.
I hope that you know that. But if just in case you know somebody that doesn't know that, just tell them that.
Just let them know.
It's not a gateway drug. Okay. Try this weed. And then they were like the, you know, what is it? The movie.
Dewey Cox.
Yeah.
Don't ever do this, Dewey.
And all of the good things he says about weed and then cocaine and all of it. Yeah. That's not how life goes usually. It's not what I, but that's just my way of saying that it's not a gateway drug. And Narcan, overdose, it's dealing with the drug problem that we have in this fucking country that has nothing to do with weed being legalized. As a matter of fact, weed being legalized likely helps something in that regard, I can promise you.
Yes, there are studies that suggest
something
that places where cannabis is legal, that opioids have gone down.
There are. And we've talked about those too.
Yes.
You could Google them, okay? But I know that you believe us. And
Minnesota, they made it.
Shit.
I've seen it from the time I was a boy when the levels were small up to today. And it does destroy lives, and it does affect brain growth. Don't let this fool you out there that this is somehow some kind of wonderful only medical procedure that goes on with this, and that it's not going to harm anybody. It harms people every day, and people do die from it.
They don't.
Maybe not directly, maybe directly. But the results of the use of this drug are immense.
Okay. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Which drug are you talking about, sir? Excuse me, sir.
Sir.
You lost all thought and all track of thought. What are you talking about?
Yeah, it's definitely very out of touch. It's sure things that we've heard before. It's nothing that like we haven't heard. So it's not like it's like I can't even be offended anymore. So much, I'm numb. But like I'm also, you know, I just wish to God that it wasn't like this, but it is. It's taking a while, you know, who knows, maybe the day that it gets completely better, I don't know, but I just feel like it's, we know that there's a lot of shit to wade through, and it would be shocking to me if there wasn't some reefer madness. But I do feel like there is more than usual lately.
There is, and they're playing up on it. But Minnesota finally, you know, got the job done.
They did, yes, which is great. Again, clap, you go, Minnesota. All those silly senators?
The senators.
Jesus. You know, you guys are so silly. What the fuck is wrong with you? For real, tell me, for realsies, what the fuck is actually wrong with you? You know, like, it's just such a shame because, like, we take, like, a second little tiny millistep, and then I just feel like as long as people are out there thinking that, I mean, you can't change everybody's mind, but it's just wild to me.
They've got some work to do in Minnesota, and it is.
Yeah.
Eventually, those people will see all of the tax dollars that roll into Minnesota.
Yeah, I don't know.
They probably aren't going to really change their opinions, but
I feel like that doesn't change anybody's opinion.
Maybe they'll look the other way. Stop bothering us with reefer madness.
So, Minnesota, good for you. I hope you enjoy your shit. Delaware. So now this is I didn't have a segue. Delaware. I'm going to Delaware at the end of June. So I was curious, genuinely, because I mean, I'm sure we talked about it, but I didn't remember that it was like happening or that it was going to happen.
Yeah, it happened.
And it did. Like, it just like that. Like, they heard I was coming. They were like, oh, I better get this rolling. And they did. And now weed is recreational and legal in Delaware. But there's always a but. When as soon as these things first happen, there's always, like, a bunch of shit. Like, Jesus, look at New York, you know? Like, there's always something that we have to, like, contend with. But, yeah. So, okay. You, hold on. I think this like opening thing here saying like basically like you can't smoke in your car anymore. You know, the same sorts of things that happen when recreational things are passed. Like it has to be in a private residence. Is that what it's saying in this article? Or yeah. Is that what it says? Like, is that what it's saying? Like, because you can, okay, 21 okay. Older per the use.
Yep. You can have an ounce, 12 grams of concentrate. Edibles, hash, 5 grams. What is that? That's not concentrate. Okay, that's weird. Sharing.
The governor.
No gifting.
Last year, the governor vetoed this. Interesting.
16 months. So you're looking at August, next August, a year from of 2024.
And growing for personal use remains illegal.
Well, that's always like somebody got to you. Somebody put that in there. One of the multi-state operators put that in there.
Yes, that's for sure. Yeah. I wouldn't doubt that. Giving weed as a gift is legal.
Was there any, did you see any social equity in here?
I do not see any social equity
provisions. Business. Equity licenses for business owners from drug war impact zones and past drug offenders and their relatives.
Gotcha.
That's good. That's
okay.
Good.
Well, that's good.
No home grow. That's kind of a bummer.
No home grow is a bummer. It sucks. Like, I mean, when it was recreational here, they said the same thing to us. You can't smoke in your car. You can't smoke in public and shit. But here, they're like New York didn't pass that. They're like, you can pretty much smoke whatever the fuck you want, unless there's like no cigarette smoke, like the same kind of rules. Here it's like you can't smoke within 10 feet of like a sidewalk, street, alley, parking lot, park, playground, store, restaurant, or any other area where general public is invited. So you might as well like go
just
in your car.
You can't stay in your house.
Yikes. Well, looks like I won't probably be. Well, I'll be thinking about what I'm going to do because I'll be
vapes, so. Edibles.
Yeah, I'll do some vapes and edibles. Those are the standby.
Or you got to like measure off 10 feet from the sidewalk and you're like standing in the middle of the street.
Yeah, standing in the middle of some Delaware street.
Just puffing in the middle of the street.
Wow. Yeah, so it looks like it's pretty much kind of a bummer in Delaware, but like, you know, still safe access and still legal. So it is a win for.
Yes, it is.
There is a smelling marijuana, smelling weed is probable cause still. So just keep that in mind.
For what?
For a search in your car.
I know, but.
I thought you were pissed off and asking me. I was like, you're not supposed
probable cause for smell. Like, what? Where are you supposed to keep your weed? Like, in the trunk? I would suggest smelly proof containers, Delaware.
Yeah, it looks like they're looking for a reason. Ziplocs.
Many, many Ziplocs.
Yeah. Just put it somewhere safe. You know, like, know your rights and stuff. But just treat it like you treat, like, very precious cargo. You know, if you smell like it, like, yeah, just definitely, like, know your rights. Don't say fucking anything to anybody. AKA, just shut up.
Shut the fuck up.
Shut your mouth, and that will be fine. But it does look, you know, sometimes when like weed goes legal, like cops are like, oh, we're gonna get those fucking burnouts, like
somehow,
yeah,
somewhere.
So they may be looking for a reason. So you want to be careful. And it does seem Delaware runs a tight ship. Well, I don't know in terms of like what their rules are for weed. I don't know.
I always want to see what the products are going to be like. What's it going to be like in Minnesota? What's the Delaware cannabis?
Hopefully
scene.
I'll get to try it. I guess I won't, huh? Because it'll be like in a month.
Yeah, you're like a year too early.
Damn. But I can smoke.
Maybe
it
there's a
in the middle of the street.
In the middle of the street, 10 feet from any sidewalk, or park, playground, parking lot.
Interesting. Well,
zoo.
Good. I'm glad for you. So you get like, you know, golf snaps, Delaware. I'm glad that you are legal again. Like, it's great. It is a step forward. You won't ever hear us saying that. But, you know, it is. It's good. It's good. Because it's not like, it's good for Delaware to have legal weed. Just be careful. And you know what? Maybe it'll be great weed and it'll all be worth it.
That Delaware OG. That Dover OG.
Dover Township. Yeah. I bet there'll be some good weed in some places. I'm glad. I'm very much glad that there's access. It's fun.
Two more
it's
states.
Two more states getting the access that they need. So congratulations to you guys. And enjoy your weed. Enjoy it. Let us know how it is. We want to know. How is it now on the traditional market if you're getting it? Which you shouldn't be because it's illegal. We're going to take a quick break. Yes. We're going to take a quick break. And then we're going to come back. And we're back.
We're back.
That's Diaz.
And that's Sasha.
And we're live on Adobe Radio, like we always are on Mondaysies. Thank you, Adobe, for letting us just be our silly goose selves. We love you so much. So, 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 so much. Yeah, just like Google Cool Nerd Weed Show, you can find our video, BTS of our silliness, and find us on Instagram and all those like places that you like know where to find us. But you can Google Cool Nerd Weed and all that good jazz. So, okay. So this is interesting. And, you know, it's kind of industry. It's like a little niche, but we talk about cookies here all the time at the Cool Nerd Weed Show. We love them, you know, like we're not very critical of cookies, even though there is criticism to be had. We just like, I don't know, we have a soft
spot. We do. We've been fans for a long time. We've watched them grow.
We used to get it in
in turkey bags.
Yeah. Yeah, and like, you know, it would
all of the R&D was happening.
Yeah, it would be really exciting when it would come through. And it was kind of a, you know, small to, like a, you know, go get them kind of story. Burner, who, you know, made good products. Made sure that good products were out there. Quality craft cannabis was out there, and it was hyphy.
It was also hyphy. Not afraid to share genetics, seeds.
No, that was also pretty cool.
Put the seeds out there, share genetics.
Yeah, that was
did mad seed drops all over the country.
Yeah, that was very very cool and appreciated. He definitely enjoyed success in those years and now too. I mean, he's opening up shops in the different states, or he's getting his weed sold in New Jersey. I don't know if Cookies is open for recreational in New York yet. I know it's open for, or it was open for medicinal, but I don't know what's happening. So he's opening up in many, many places, Vegas, all the places. So he's definitely like got that down, in terms of like the new world of cannabis. So, he did the damn thing.
Yeah. The Vegas Cookies is beautiful.
It is. It was really great.
Anyway.
So Burner. So he came.
CEO.
Yeah, CEO of Cookies. So what just happened? This is a weird story too. Like, it was a quick turnaround. I didn't even think like we were gonna talk about it. Like, well, we were, but we were gonna talk about it in the context of like, Burner was like old. Burner and his crew, I think, and you correct me if I'm wrong, I don't know, I could just be talking out of my buns, but like they were kind of like old school selling weed before it became big weed, even though they were a bit large scale, right?
Yeah, I think that's
weren't they?
Yeah, yeah, they've been in the game for a long time
with Prop D and stuff. So
market,
yeah,
medicinal,
traditional medicinal, all of
traditional
the things.
Traditional medicinals.
Medicated and dedicated. That was the medicated and dedicated days of the
Cool
Nerd Weed Show. Phase one. And, you know, a lot of brands from back then had a hard time getting through the recreational period because it was just difficult. And he, you know,
it seemed like it was not only difficult, but if you didn't have deep pockets
or investors,
then you're probably not going to make it.
Yeah. And, you know, you needed the monies, and it seemed like he was. And, you know, it's a world full of Chads, as you can hear us talk about many times in our show. And we were really going to attribute a lot of this to being like because he was accused of things.
Yeah, this came out first. We came out first.
There was a lot of allegedlys, and we were talking
about that. Before Burner made a statement.
Yeah. So what was he accused of?
He was accused of allegedly of a for perceived self-dealing and strong-arming and bullying others into paying millions of dollars for personal benefits and kickbacks. And this he was accused by two investors who own 10% of Cookies. 10% stake.
Jesus. Wow.
So all of those allegations.
So that's pretty, came out, you know, like, no fun. And we were just going to be like, well, it sounds like to me that, like, he got, you know, fancy pantsy and big in the britches. And there was some chads that were like, no, we have, you know, we made you. And like, he was probably like, no, I made you. And like, there was like fights and stuff. And like, that's what we were going to, in the context of that. And then we were like, oh, we don't even know if we're going to talk about it. So then, like, today or something.
Yeah, like, while we were prepping.
Yeah, while we were, yeah, I was like, oh shit. There's
earlier today
an update on the Cookie situation. So Burner, who, you know, said right away, like, he's not going to, like, disappear. He's very present and on social media. He's been trying to create, like, a social media platform for, like, legit cannabis people. Like, he's doing his best. He's doing his best, I think. I think. That's my personal opinion.
We are on his platform. I think he's doing his best.
Yes.
The best he can. He came out and did say that some things, you know, all of this was happening while he's beating cancer, like fighting cancer.
Right. And he, you know, he had to, so he's not gonna not respond. So he was like, just, you know, hold on, I will say something. So then today he did. And today he was like, well, no, that stuff didn't happen. Right.
Yeah, well.
Well, no.
Yeah,
he said that before, and then he was like, "No, that stuff didn't happen." What are you talking about?
they dismissed. They voluntarily dismissed the lawsuits against him, and expressed regret of any misunderstanding that the allegations may have caused.
Yeah. So. It's strange because, like, I feel like they went through with it. Like, they were like, we have enough evidence to, like, make this a whole fucking thing. And then, like, 2 minutes later, they were like, oh, just kidding. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, I'm glad. Like, I'm glad it's not a thing anymore. But what happened? They were so sure.
They were so sure. Yeah. Side deals and loans in the company name.
Misuse
and
whatever.
Yeah, you know, what do they call that? Misappropriation of funds and fiduciary duties and things like that.
Yeah, those things.
And threatening on social media. But, you know, all of that just disappeared.
Yeah.
And they said, no, that was just all a misunderstanding. And it's been sealed. So... nobody will ever know except for what we know on social media and here on Bazinga.
So I don't know. I wonder what happened. I wonder why. Like, why was, I don't know. They really went out of their way.
Yeah. And now that they're saying that they have
well, good.
You know, they've cleared it up. They have the utmost confidence.
And, you know, Burner, I don't think this is really going to do anything bad for anybody.
I don't think so.
Even if, like, it turned out that, like, he had to plead guilty and, like, I mean, I'm not saying he is, but, like, let's say whatever. They successfully ousted him, which did seem like that's what they were trying to do, is get rid of him as CEO, which is why we were like, oh, yeah, the Chads, they're out to get him.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
So, you know, if they were successful in that, which would have been a bummer, or if that's what they were even trying to do or whatever the fuck, if that had happened, I don't think Cookies would have, like, suffered or anything like that. Maybe, like, do they have stock? Their stock would go down. Do they have stock or whatever?
They have shareholders. Yeah. So, I mean, if you got rid of Burner, like.
But Cookies, I don't think Cookies, people wouldn't stop buying Cookies. You think the people would stop buying Cookies if Burner got ousted?
No, I don't think a lot of people even know.
They don't even know. I mean, we do. I mean, maybe we would. But, like, I feel like people are like, you know, cookies is just hype. I don't know. I'm glad it's over. That's great. I hope that they don't have to deal with anything else like this. You know, sounds like it's a real bummer.
This goes on all the time in the world of cannabis.
Yeah. So I'm glad you got out of it, Burner. I'm glad you're feeling healthy, hopefully. And not got out of it, like, you know, I'm glad you're
survived.
Done with it.
You survived.
You're done with all this bullshit. You're not, you know, a big time money maker with fat stacks until you know, get in big trouble.
Yeah.
Until you're trying to be ousted. You should write a rap song about it.
There's probably a whole record. He's got a whole record, like a double album.
You should.
The saga continues.
You could think that one's taken.
Oh, damn it.
But they could. It was okay. Bruner knows what he's doing. We'll leave that to him.
Yeah, yeah.
You will leave that to him. He's a professional. But we're here for all suggestions on what to do. Good for you, Bruner. And, you know, keep on keeping on. I would like to see Cookies open in New York City. That would be great. I hope that happens soon.
Bring that fire to NYC.
It was like the best option in New Jersey. I wouldn't say it was like fire, but it was like
fine. The best option. Bring the best option.
It was the best option. It was very terpy and delicious, and I was glad that it was there. So go on, Cookies. Go on with yourself. We're going to take a break and come back with New York.
The final Huff and Puff with TS and Sasha.
Yeah. We're back. And that's TS.
And we're Sasha.
And we're Sasha. You could have finished.
That puff got me.
It is the final Huff and Puff. We're smoking Kush Co. We're smoking Kush Co. Kush Co's back, baby. Kushko is a local to us. I think in Nevada, too, you can get Kushko.
Yeah, I think you can get it in Vegas.
It's classic OG. Well, it's OG. That's what we love it for. But this is a new strain that I've never smoked.
Iceberg Slim. It is.
I love it. I don't know what it is. Do you know what it is?
I don't know. I think it's a Cushyland cross, maybe. I don't know. It's gassy. It's candy.
Yeah,
it's delicious.
That's what we love.
Classic Kushko.
We're glad you're back. Okay, so New York.
New York. What's going on in New York? Well, you know.
Glad you asked.
Thanks for asking. So apparently a dispensary is poised to open across the street from the Apollo Theater.
I think that's
and,
great.
And... you know, they some people are kind of mad about it. I'm pretty sure it was approved, but the 125th Street Business Improvement District is filing a lawsuit in the New York Supreme Court saying that the people giving out the permits colluded with the owners and the location, and they did not consult with the Business Improvement District at all. And there was no transparency for this transaction.
Okay, well, I mean,
and they don't really
very. That sounds very like huffy, like
oh yeah,
colluded with each other.
Colluded.
You didn't clear it with me. I mean, I understand, and I have to respect because in California, you know, we do. And everywhere, that's really like one of the big things, like your district or your county or your whatever, like you can say no.
Yeah, it's very localized.
Yeah. And that's only fair, I guess, even though I don't like it, it's still only fair. So if that is true, then that's kind of whack. But what, like you're surprised, like that's like some shit like that's happening. I mean, come on. It's real estate in New York. It doesn't matter if it's weed or not. It doesn't matter if it's weed or not. So if that's true, I feel like it's just, you know, there's shady behaviors that happen when it comes to real estate in New York.
And of course, it's business as usual.
And yeah, like that's not specific to weed. I hate to break it to you.
And how are you supposed to secure a location in Manhattan?
Fucking Manhattan.
Without like a sort of hush-hush deal.
So.
But not, you know, not everybody's mad at this.
Well, the people who are mad are basically, I mean, I don't really get it. Like, it's the same shit, you know, people are mad or like. It's going to bring, like somebody like is quoted as saying like the shit that's happening on the train, like what kind of like the trains, like the violence that's happening on the trains, because it's pretty crazy down there. Is,
oh, for sure.
Like we'll come up to the streets. Like that's not going to happen because there's a dispensary there. And also let me tell you something too. And I'm pretty sure this is true. For a legal dispensary in most places, like I can't say for all, for us anyways, there's a security guard.
At least one.
A very heavily like, it's not like you'll have extra protection there because it's not like a smoke shop where it's like just, you know, who knows is in there, but there's not a lot of security in those like bodega smoke shops. But in a dispensary with like regulation, there will likely be security. So you could feel better that there's going to be a dispensary right by you.
I have had many people from the community say that when they see the security doing their, they do like little, they check the perimeter. Yeah. They go up and down the block, make sure everything's cool. And, you know, it will do the community a good service.
Right,
being
right
there.
Across
and
away
access.
From the Apollo. Come on. Like entertainment and weed, jazz and weed. Jazz and weed go really, really together.
The old jazz cabbage.
What are you
cabbage.
Talking about? It's literally called jazz cabbage for a reason.
So, okay, they're also stating that it's too close to a school, but it's actually a college.
Oh, yeah, Toro.
And.
Yeah, I mean, they can say that, I guess, if they want to.
There's like 44. Why are 47 businesses against one business opening and creating jobs an opportunity in their community? Why are these 47 other businesses mad? There will be more. There could be more traffic in the neighborhood that will bring business to these other 47 businesses.
Because are those like children? Or because they service minors? Is that why? Maybe.
Yes, they cater to minors. But you know, people who smoke cannabis have children. And they're going to go buy these.
You're going to share a street with somebody who smokes weed. That's another thing, too. This just, like, emboldens people who are like, well, I smell weed, like, coming down the block from wafting out your window. Like, a lot of people, we weed smokers have to, like, really, you know, respect a lot of rules and shit. So, to me, this is just a bummer. You know, like, having a dispensary, I don't think... it's not a disruption, you know. It's not like in this article says like there's a tattoo parlor, you know what I mean? Like but that's fine. So like,
I mean, that was even illegal in Manhattan for
a
long
time.
Not,
and not long ago either. So I don't know, man. Like it's annoying, but I think it's great that there'll be dispensary across the street from the Apollo. I think that's wonderful. But you know, haters are, they're just gonna hate. That's what they do.
this dispensary in Harlem, we're gonna go see it.
Yes,
we're gonna go visit when we go.
Oh yeah.
And it's gonna create mad jobs.
Yeah, mad jobs, safe access for God's sakes. Safe weed, for God's sakes. That's all we ever want for the world. That's all we want.
That's it. That's it.
It's like all we could ever want. How could that be wrong when it feels so right? Follow us everywhere. You can find all of the things. Cool Nerd Weed Show if you just Google. And thank you, Adobe, again for doing everything that is wonderful. Just not with Cool Nerd Weed Show. Adobe Radio is wonderful 24/7. around the clock. And sorry, Delaware, and yay, Minnesota, and...
Don't panic.
It's organic. Surprises me every time.
How did these people get in here?